CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari, and morning all. Welcome to Thursday, the 18th of August. How are you feeling after the Brian Lyons training last night for the Burnie 10?
I'm exhausted today and a little bit stiff. I was revved up afterwards last night, so I couldn't go to sleep.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I didn't go to sleep till late. Well, you just passed out. You went straight to bed.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Pretty much.
No, I was like, can do stuff around the house.
Did you try and sleep?
Well, I wasn't wound down enough to even think about it.
Didn't try.
Oh, sorry,
Got to try,
Adam.
In life.
Okay. Sorry, Adam.
I said yesterday, yeah, my blister's healed, I'm ready to go, but it's just a hole in my foot.
Yeah, so what are you doing? So what's the plan with your blister?
Well, he said go to the chemist, get it wrapped in something, maybe try and get it dried out. He said dip it in metho or something. So we'll see how we go.
Some betadine.
Part of his training is he wants me to get on the treadmill and go 5 minutes longer than I've been going, but I can't do it during the week to make it worse or I won't be able to run at all.
Yeah.
So, plus we've been filming IGA challenges and one of the challenges was eat a whole chicken, which we did before the training yesterday.
Oh my God, that honestly kept coming back up. I feel so sorry for whoever was around me.
Yep.
I don't usually burp that often, but that training last night plus that hot chook, it was just like, whoa, it's a possible vom. But it stayed in, so proud.
Yep. That's a positive.
Yeah, very proud.
So we did this challenge where we had to race to eat a whole chook. It'll be up on the socials soon enough.
Very soon.
But this was about 1:30 p.m. and the training was at 6 and it just had not made a difference. The chook was still in there.
It was very much in there, yeah, so the things we do for work, hey, Adam.
And then train on top of it. I was half man, half chicken that day, yesterday. I was.
I think you were just full chicken, to be honest.
No, not even half. You're right. We've got Today in History on the way. Who dat? We're going to play with Adam Hills today. He's the host of Spicks and Specs, since it's been mentioned
this
week.
Your favourite show.
And it's been, there's a new series airing at the moment on Sundays. So Adam Hill's the host of that show. Do you know his voice? Can you spot it from a lineup of three? Also, do you want to talk about this Tasmanian tiger thing?
Yeah, sure.
We could be seeing the Tasmanian tiger living in protected spaces in our Tassie wilderness within the next decade.
Which is pretty cool.
People have been talking about this for ages, but they're actually putting a time frame on it. Maybe in the next decade there'll be one wandering around in the Tassie wilderness somewhere.
Wouldn't that be cool?
So we'll get to that.
I remember the days where they were extinct and now they're back.
Yeah, oldie.
Yeah, I know.
Old millennials, right? They remember the extinct Tas tiger. Anyway, we'll wake up with a 5 second rule next, as we do.
Please.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Yeah, Ari and I like to challenge each other each weekday morning to wake up, get our brains pumping by naming three things in 5 seconds. It never seems to work.
Not for me.
The brains don't pump.
No, not for me. For you, maybe. Alrighty, can you beat Adam? In 5 seconds, name three words ending with full.
Sorry, full.
Full, F-U-L.
Doubtful, hopeful, faithful.
Oh, he's done.
Does that count? I mean, I didn't answer straight away. I just wasn't sure what kind of full.
Well done. You know what I mean? Proud of you.
Thank you. All right, I've got one for you, though.
Oh, no.
Ari, in 5 seconds.
No.
Can you name three children's party games?
Pin the Tail on the Donkey, Pass the Parcel, and Musical Chairs.
Oh, she has done that. Yeah, she's done that. She's done it in the nick of time.
I do like a kids' party.
Yeah.
Favourite auntie.
There you go. Also, Duck Duck Goose, Pinata, three-legged race.
Yeah.
But you've done well.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
How weird would it be to see a Tasmanian tiger wandering around and just think, human beings brought that back? That was gone.
It is a bit strange, isn't it? But science.
It'd be mind-blowing. And, yeah, what a huge step for science. There's an operation being undertaken right now by the University of Melbourne and a group called Colossal, who's a Texas-based de-extinction company. Apparently, they're also working on bringing back the woolly mammoth. Keep an eye out for the woolly mammoth too. I don't think they're going to put that in Tassie. But that Colossal company, very busy with the Tas tiger and the woolly mammoth.
Surely it's just got heaps of traction because the Hemsworth brothers are like, oh, yeah.
Exactly,
bring it back. And we're all like, oh, drooling.
Yeah, well, the Thor star himself, he said, our family remains dedicated to supporting conservation efforts around the world and protecting Australia's biodiversity is a high priority. The Tassie Tiger's extinction had a devastating effect on our ecosystem, and we're thrilled to support the revolutionary conservation efforts that are being made by Dr. Pask. Fellow named Dr. Pask and the entire colossal team. That was Chris himself.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Ads?
I think it would be amazing. I don't see why they can't. They're going to put it in a specific spot in the Tassie wilderness that's going to be, like, protected. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge step forward for science and for Tassie.
A few comments on our Facebook page are concerned about the other animals in that area and what effect it will have on them.
Yeah.
Jamie has written, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Well, it would be a bit like that, a little bit of a sealed off area.
It is in that, oh my God.
Tassie Tiger Park.
Imagine if the science and everything goes wrong and then there's this mammoth one.
Yeah. They cross the woolly mammoth and the Taz Tiger.
It's,
I know.
It's a mammoth.
The movies have tried to warn us about this before. I don't think it will it affect the wildlife too much. They mostly hunt kangaroos and wallabies, which are often they've got so many of them that they're pests.
Yeah,
sometimes
there are a lot of wallabies at the moment too,
and they like sheep, which I think is why the farmers killed them in the first place.
Oh, just keep your sheep locked up.
Well, if they're in a specific part of the wilderness where they've sealed it off and they haven't grown giant like a mammoth, they should be away from the sheep, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
But you can have a look at this full story. It's up at the website, cfmtaz.com.au, in the best of the web section. It's also on our Facebook pages. You can find the link and let us know what you think. Some people are saying, yeah, why would you go and bring something back that we killed off for a reason in the first place? Other people saying, well, they shouldn't have been extinct in the first place. They bring them back. It's dividing everyone.
Oh, so what are your thoughts? Let us know.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Still to come this hour today in history, and next we're going to play Who Dat with the host of Spicks and Specks, Adam Hills. He also tried to do a talk show either in England or America that didn't last too long. You ever watch Spicks and Specks?
No.
Do you know what it is, though?
I know it's one of your favourite shows.
I'll tell you, Leno and Woodley used to often feature on the show. 21 minutes to 7.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat, and today we're playing with Adam Hills from Spicks and Specks. Do you think you can pick his voice in an audio lineup of three? Only one is him. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, and it will also in the draw to win that $50 voucher to Thai Imperial for a food feast, and their new cocktail bar is hot and open.
All right, 1-300-655-922 is A, B or C, Adam Hills. This is A.
Come on, mate. There's a reason Home and Away had to change its name to just Home.
This is B.
You once said that laughter and sadness are very close together. Is that in general or just when people go to your gigs?
This is C.
How about I do the whole thing again and no one will know any different, we'll just edit it in.
A, B or C, which one's Adam Hills, host of Spicks and Specks? It's back Sunday evenings, by the way. We'll go again.
I'm so excited.
Here's A.
Come on, mate. There's a reason Home and Away had to change its name to just Home.
B.
You once said that laughter and sadness are very close together. Is that in general or just when people go to your gigs?
C.
How about I do the whole thing again and no one will know any different, we'll just edit it in.
1-300-655-922 to do the Adam Hills Challenge.
Fancy life.
CFM is the Adam Hills Challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
OG Matt from Burnie, mate. Are you a fan of Adam Hills? You know who he is?
Kindly not. I'll be taking a bit of a punch in the dark here.
Why not? We love that attitude around here. All right, I'll run the clips and you tell us which one you're going to stab at. This is A.
Come on, mate. There's a reason Home and Away had to change its name to just Home.
B.
You once said that laughter and sadness are very close together. Is that in general or just when people go to your gigs?
And we got C.
How about I do the whole thing again and no one will know any different. We'll just edit it in.
OG Matt from Burnie. Which one is Adam Hills?
B.
You once said that laughter and sadness are very close together. Is that in general or just when people go to your gigs?
No, mate, I'm sorry, it's comedian.
OG Matt from Burnie, no!
It's Tom Gleason from Hard Chat, mate.
Yeah, call back for Word Singer. Redeem yourself then.
Thanks, Matty.
All right, no worries, guys.
Bye.
All right, we've narrowed it down. All thanks to Matt. We've got A left.
Come on, mate. There's a reason Home and Away had to change its name to just Home.
And we got C.
How about I do the whole thing again and no one will know any different. We'll just edit it in.
Which one's Adam Hills? 1-300-655-922. Tell us.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Taylor from Ulverston is on with us to play Who Dat. Taylor, do you know Adam Hills?
Yeah.
You do? You watch him on Spicks and Specs?
Yeah, my mum loved him.
Yeah, all right. I reckon you got
so
this then.
So does Adam.
We'll run the clips for you. You tell us which one is Adam Hills. This is A.
Come on, mate. There's a reason Home and Away had to change its name to just Home.
This is C.
How about I do the whole thing again and no one will know any different. We'll just edit it in.
A or C, Taylor?
C.
How about I do the whole thing again and no one will know any different. We'll just edit it in.
Of course it is.
Well done, Taylor. You are in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Genesis Quality Metal Works for a flue cleaner, wood heater assessment, and the $50 voucher to Thai Imperial.
Sweet, thank you.
Well done, Taylor. Hang there, I'll grab your details.
Clip A was Will Blanderson. Sorry, Anderson. CFM's Adam and Ari. Later on in the show, we're going to talk to Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania about blood donation and plasma donation. Also, even later in the show, Emma Piniak from the Devonport City Council will join us in the studio to talk about Share the Dignity. It's a charity drive. They're encouraging people to donate sanitary products to those who can't afford them. Right now, though, we are going to take stock, calm down, and look at history.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
All righty. Today's date, the 18th of August. Let's have a look at it in history. Big day today, actually, in history. Huge day for those who love desserts.
Massive.
Yeah, if you love desserts or some of those sort of stranger older people that like to sip it out of the can. But it was on this day in 1856 that condensed milk was patented in the USA. Have you ever seen someone just sipping out of the can? A bit of condensed milk? It happens. It happens on this earth.
It does happen. Yuck.
Yeah, I don't know. There was some trend, I guess, in the past where that was okay.
Yeah. But
it was on this day in 1969, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones was accidentally shot while filming the Ned Kelly film. He was playing Ned Kelly. Still never seen this film, but Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones played Ned Kelly and accidentally was shot during production. On this day, actually.
Wow, Adam.
On this day in 2011 that the West Memphis Three were released from prison after 18 years of being in prison. That's just audio captured there of them being released. Now, the West Memphis Three, they're in Memphis, obviously, in the USA. There was some children murdered and these three teenagers were accused of it. One of them was put on death row. And there's like three HBO documentaries about it, and there's also another documentary that Peter Jackson did about it. A lot of documentaries about it. The Peter Jackson one's called West of Memphis. The other ones are called Paradise Lost 1, 2 and 3. But basically they used as evidence stuff like, oh, he had Metallica lyrics in his notebook. Therefore he killed people sort of thing. Because they wore black and they were outcasts in a small town.
Yeah, okay.
They were like, you worship the devil, you've done this. And then as...
you've done this.
As the decades rolled by, people started to realise, well, there's actually no evidence they did anything.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't mean you killed people, that you got Metallica in your notebook. So in the end,
they wear dark clothing.
Yeah, exactly. And you're an outcast or whatever. So in the end, they did get released, but they had to plead guilty in order to be released, basically so that the city doesn't have to pay them huge compensation price
for
locking them up. It's called an Alford plea. Sometimes you get it, but it's like, I'm pleading guilty even though I'm professing my innocence. It's the weirdest thing ever. It's just so people don't have to pay money.
That's so strange.
And it was on this day in 2020 that Joe Biden was formally nominated as the Democratic Party's presidential candidate during the second night of their first ever virtual convention.
I'm not going to be a mule. I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari, and morning to you listening. This hour we'll talk blood and plasma with Leanne from Lifeblood Taz. Also, Word Singer on the way. The Coast's favourite game.
It actually is the Coast's favourite game.
The Lions light up. They do love Word Singer, the Coast. Dog news.
Love a bit of dog news.
Mix things up.
Yeah,
actually got dog news today. And today we're going to have a chat about music videos. Do you have a favourite music video from today, or an old one, or whatever? Do you not? You don't get into music videos?
No. Typical. Typical me.
Didn't you watch Rage?
Yeah, I did watch Rage, but like I can't watch the video because I'm dancing around.
Are there good dances in one of the videos?
I mean, there's lots of good dances in lots of the videos. I know the single ladies dance from watching the video.
So maybe that's your favourite.
Yeah, I don't know if it's my favourite though. It's just one that I've watched and I know.
Okay.
We'll see how we go. But Thriller's pretty good.
Thriller is good.
Thriller is pretty good. Suddenly 30 the other night. Just brings back those Thriller vibes.
You wouldn't say Thriller's your favourite, though? It's pretty good. A lot of production on that one.
It is like pretty good.
It's like a mini movie.
I don't know. It's not a question I've ever thought about.
Mm.
So I guess I'll have a think today and let you know by the end of the show.
I used to watch Rage and set the VCR just recording so I could get the real overnight stuff, see what's going on.
Oh.
And I remember seeing this one.
Such a typical one that you would really enjoy. Finger.
Well, in this video, they're all playing their instruments, but they're in suitcases. They're passengers on a plane. And I thought it was brilliant. I was like, oh, how cute. They're in little suitcases. But then I've watched it recently and it looks like PlayStation 1 graphics.
Oh,
it didn't age very well.
I find if you have a music video that's not good or you don't like it, I then don't like the song.
It wrecks it for you, does it?
Yeah, so that's why I don't focus on it. Just listen to the music and have a dance.
Sometimes
don't watch.
It can. Even if it's good, you're sort of distracted in your head by that video. I do like all of Outkast's, especially this one.
Oh, yes.
They're repairing the leaks, or they're putting bowls down to catch the leaks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm having flashbacks now.
I know. Good videos all round from Outkast, really. All their videos are quite good. But let us know yours.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Vance Joy, CFM's Adam and Ari. It's 14 past 7. Possibly a good music video for that. I've not seen it.
No, I actually haven't seen it either. We're in radio, Adam.
Yeah,
I
know.
We can't watch the video.
I know, we need to work on that rage. But we're asking for your favourite music videos today. Robin's written in saying Hotel California. Welcome to the Hotel California. Good song. Don't remember the video.
No idea what the video looks
And I can't find it online. All I can find online is a clip of them playing it live.
Oh.
But maybe that's what she means. Don't know.
No way of knowing.
There's a lot of people a lot of people online that have made their own video for it, but an official video I cannot find, Robin. You can welcome to call us and explain yourself.
All lies, Robin, all lies.
Glenn has said, call on me, Eric Prydz.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember the video though?
Nah. Just know the song.
I've looked it up. Let me explain the video to you. It's a bunch of hot chicks exercising, squatting with the exercise gear that they're wearing pulled up right between the crack.
Oh,
a lot of butt shots.
Amazing.
So
pretty much, all music videos.
Yeah, well, there's a lot like that, isn't there? But Glenn loving that one particularly. The girls in that video are his favourite. And also, Jacinta has said any of Katy Perry's.
She does have great clips.
She's got a good video game.
Yeah, she does. Some of my faves that are flashing back into my memory. Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah. Which
any
one?
Any of hers.
Any?
Oh, Dirty's pretty good.
Yeah.
But more probably because I like the dancing. Anyone from J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think J-Lo's just such a good dancer. And Shakira, again.
Yeah.
Because she's good at the belly dancing.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
So, you'd be in front of the TV trying to do it too.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
No. Absolutely not.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Here it is, Eric Prydz with Call On Me. It's Glenn Ellis's favourite music video. He remembers it from 2004, made quite an impression on him. He must have watched
it. Up,
I reckon he watched it lots and lots and lots of times. There it is, Eric Prydz, Call On Me. Glenn's favourite music video from back in 04. He's written in saying, good shout out, Adam.
Oh, bless!
So I'm glad he heard that. Like a dog. Smooth segue.
Stop.
All right, Ari, get a load of this.
All right, Adam, what you got for me?
A South Korean company is developing a dog collar that translates barks. Here's a clip with more.
How does it work?
Andy's AI-enabled voice recognition technology uses a proprietary algorithm in combination with a database of more than 10,000 bark samples from 50 breeds of dogs of 4 different sizes to detect and determine 5 emotional states of your dog: happy, anxious, angry, sad, or relaxed, with an emotional recognition accuracy rate of more than 80%. As your dog's voice data is recorded and accumulated, PetPulse's AI-driven database grows even more accurate over time.
PetPulse from South Korea.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Really? Why? What's wrong with it? Don't you want to know if
what was that, 80-something percent accurate?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like those odds.
That's pretty high.
It took around 3 years to create the AI program that helps the product run. It translates the information to an app on your phone. Mm. But not only that, it also tracks all the fitness information like you get for yourself on the phone, like steps, calories burned.
Oh, my God, no.
Yep.
It's the dog version of a Fitbit.
Exactly. But also, with the mood, those 5 moods, you do have to be in range of the dog 15 feet. But it says here in the article, who really wants to be further than that from their dog anyway?
No one. Good point.
And apparently you won't have to wait long to get your hands on it. They've already started shipping to the US.
Wow.
So this is a real thing. And the product is set to retail at about $99. So for small collars, and $108 for large. So it's not that expensive. It's like a smart collar.
Pretty good to know how your dog is feeling.
How they're feeling, how many steps, how many calories.
How many calories.
So what do you think?
I feel about it. I don't know.
Santi not getting one anytime soon?
Nah.
Okay. But all's well that ends well. I mean, you've got the choice. All's well that ends well. We're all fine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
Can't end the dog news unless we're all fine, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I mean, we're all okay.
Yeah,
it's
that's
fine.
Good. All's
it's
well
fine.
That ends well. Okay.
I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films. Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. This is where Theo, our word machine, will give you 2 words. You need to call up and tell us the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger on 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right and it's the word that we've chosen with Theo, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
What are the words, Theo?
Your words for today are pocket and order.
Pocket and order.
1-300-655-922. If you know the word we're looking for, there's a word that goes in the middle there. Pocket something, something order. The something is the
What's
same word.
What's coming to mind? 1-300-655-922.
Something comes after pocket. Same thing that comes before order. What do you reckon? 1-300-655-922.
Don't look at me, I'll say it.
Don't say it. No, that's not how it works. You've got to call us and say it. 1-300-655-922. I don't know if you want to call that number, Ari, but you can't just say it here in the studio.
I can't imagine if I stood out of the studio and called the number.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Doing the word singer challenge.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Sophie from Devonport is on with us to play Word Sanger this morning. Sophie, the word machine will give you the words again and you tell us what you think goes in the middle.
Your words for today are pocket and order.
What do you think, Sophie?
Is it money?
The word for my Sanger is money. Pocket money. Money order.
It is, Sophie. Well done.
Congratulations, Sophie.
Are you still there, Sophie?
Thank you.
Sophie,
more than welcome.
Because you won Word Sanger, I think you should ask your mum or your dad for some pocket money because you've earned it this morning. Do you reckon you might get some pocket money, Sophie?
No.
No?
Oh, come on, mum and dad. Give Sophie some pocket money.
You tell them, the people on the radio said that I get pocket money. No.
She's like, nope. Anyway, Sophie, you are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Thank you.
More than welcome. I'll just grab Mum or Dad's phone number from you in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle jiggle, it falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
We're on the phone with Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania to talk blood.
If you want blood, you got it.
Actually, to talk about a specific part of the blood, plasma. So, Leanne, can I ask, first of all, because we talked about blood types last time we spoke, are there types of plasma, or does everyone sort of just have the same plasma they can donate to everyone?
So everyone's got plasma, and actually makes up half of your blood. So it's that beautiful gold straw colour.
So there's just plasma, or there are different types?
So no, it's just the one type. It just makes up half of your blood.
Wow. And how do you donate plasma?
So donating plasma is the same as donating your whole blood. So you just have the one needle in your arm.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is the machine that you're connected to spins it really, really fast and separates out the plasma from the red cells, and then we return the red cells back to you.
And when you're donating plasma, you may feel a tingling tongue or metallic taste. That's all normal?
That's right. So we do put an anticoagulant in your blood as we return it to you. It just helps us return those red cells to you a bit easier. So you might get that tingling sensation, but then it goes away really quickly.
Yeah. And what is the plasma used for?
So we use it for 18 different life-saving treatments. Things like if someone's got an immune deficiency, we can pool it together with someone else's plasma, and all the antibodies that are in your plasma and the antibodies in their plasma make like a super army that can get onto those immune deficiencies. There's things like tetanus injections that got plasma in them. We use it for bone marrow transplants after chemotherapy, in heart surgeries, and also to treat things like liver disease and kidney disease.
Yeah, right. I'm reading as well, can help protect unborn babies as well for like 17%.
That's right. So 17% of Australian pregnancies, there's a risk factor there, and we can give you a plasma product that can help protect your unborn baby.
So it's really important stuff. It really helps. Is giving blood better or plasma?
They're both just as important, and when we do call-outs, we do need those red cells on stock for the hospital, but the need for plasma is growing all the time as we find new things that we can do with it that are amazing, so we definitely need some new regular plasma donors to come into the donor centre.
And how often can you donate plasma?
You can actually donate it every 2 weeks. So because we return the red cells to you, you get back all the iron and things like that, so your body can actually create that plasma again really quickly.
Yeah, okay. So if we want to donate plasma or blood, how do we do it?
So you can go to lifeblood.com.au, call 13 14 95, or you can download our Donate Blood app where you can book appointments and register online as well.
Awesome.
Thanks, Leanne, and happy donating.
Great. Thanks very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Actually, this morning we're talking about music videos. What's your favourite? Send them in. CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport. Emma has written in Walk by the Foo Fighters. I think it mostly just features Dave Grohl walking. But can I just say, Foo Fighters are another group where all their videos are great. In fact, there's one. It's the video for a song called Low. It's just camcorder footage of Dave Grohl and Jack Black in a hotel getting wasted. You can't get a better video than that. Always good with the videos, Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Coming up this hour, we're catching up with Emma Piniak from the Devonport City Council to talk about Share the Dignity. They're looking for people to donate sanitary products for those that can't afford them. Obviously an important thing, bit of a necessity, sanitary products. So there's people out there that can't afford them. We can help them out. We'll learn more from Emma. Chorus King's on the way as well. Also, we have another winner of CFM's Come Fly With Me. You listened out yesterday.
So turn your phones up on loud, because we'll be calling someone shortly.
Birthday book on the way as well. And up next, Ari has her world-famous TikTok report for us.
World-famous.
Stay tuned for that.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari's got a TikTok report.
The world famous TikTok report. Hey, Adam.
Yeah, mate.
Do you snore?
Oh, sometimes. Depends how much wine I've had.
How much wine? All right. Well, this new TikTok trend is mouth taping.
Oh, right.
Okay, it's pretty much as simple as it sounds. You apply a line of tape on your mouth before going to sleep to encourage breathing through your nose. It's supposed to help you sleep better. You wake up feeling more rested. You're not going to snore.
That's what a load of crap.
And less tension in your shoulders and neck muscles.
Listen to me.
This is why you do not do TikTok trends. Apparently, it's gone viral from a wellness influencer, Move with James, who regularly posts about mouth taping to his 23,900 followers about this topic and the health benefits of mouth taping.
Do you snore?
Again, depends how much wine.
Yeah, I generally don't.
If you're on the red wine, then you don't want to be sleeping in the bed with me. But yeah, he's gone on to, you know, share all these videos of mouth taping, and I'm not sure about this. But he honestly goes on and goes, you know, it helps improve oral health. I don't know how.
Like teeth.
Yeah, I guess so. Just by taping your mouth shut.
What a load of crap. He's making crap up.
Anyway, doctors have gone on to pretty much say, the medical experts have gone, this is a dangerous trend. Don't do this. Like, don't do what you see on TikTok. But mouth taping, yeah. So that's the latest trend. The latest trend
with
on
the youths.
TikTok.
You can snore through your nose like.
Yeah, I know.
So.
There's a few trends out there that people are trying that, you know, also haven't watched the full video. They watch the start of the video and don't finish it, like the shaving cream on the couch to get it all nice and clean.
They haven't watched 50 seconds is too long for their attention span.
Yeah, so I know. Crazy, right? So they put shaving cream. They're like, oh, this is going to get it cleaned up nice and quick. So they put shaving cream all over their couches and then they go to wipe it off and realise, oh, it didn't work.
Right.
That's because you didn't watch the rest of the video, mate.
Okay. Thank you, Ari, for the TikTok report. And remember, if you're watching TikTok, tune in here Thursday mornings for the fact check.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Birthday to me!
Birthday shout-out time. Firstly, we have one on the phone at 1-300-655-922. Go, Maybell.
Happy birthday, Nat.
And what's that his name?
Diana.
And how old is she today? Old.
Happy birthday, Diana.
Happy birthday, Mum. Have a good day.
The rest of these we have submitted on the website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport as well. They got marquee, they got photo booths, and they got lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Tanner from Ulverston. Tanner, happy 13th birthday to our kind, gentle, and beautiful Tanner Jean. Have a great day at school and enjoy your cakes this week. Love, Dad, Christy, Hunter, and Hayden.
Brody Lehman from Burnie. Dear Brody, happy 12th birthday. Hope your birthday is as awesome as you are. Lots of love from Mum, Dad, Cheyenne, Gabriella and Jesse.
Blake from Burnie. Happy 7th birthday, Blake. The day has finally come. We hope you have an amazing day. All our love from Mum, Dad and Tyson.
Daniel Triffitt from Stopert. I think that's Stoport.
Yeah, there's definitely an error there.
Happy birthday, babe. Love you, load. From Rosie and Rupi.
I'm going to say it means loads too. Daniel, another one for you from Stowport. Happy birthday, Daniel. You are the best stepdad I could ever ask for. Love from Ruby.
Seth Armistead from Shearwater. Happy 16th today. Sweet 16. Have a great day from your favourite uncle. Doesn't say which one, but
no,
you know. I'm sure you know who your favourite is.
You definitely know. And another happy birthday to Diana from East Devonport. Happy 58th birthday, Nana. Love you more than I love volcanoes from Harry.
All right, enough messing around, because next up, someone is getting $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. Someone that was listening out throughout the day yesterday and called in when they heard that plane sound
effect.
Turn
your phone on loud.
21 Pilots on CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast on 1-300-655-922. Good morning. You've got a birthday wish for your grandson?
Yeah, he's 20 years old today, and I love him to bits. He's in South Australia. I just wish him a happy birthday at Loving and Piper.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Dane.
Dane.
Sorry I'm a bit late.
No, you're right.
No, that's okay. Thank you so much for your call.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Alrighty, we're still giving away $250 Rex Airlines vouchers. The way we're doing it this week is we're playing sound effects throughout the day and you call the station and tell us that you heard the sound effect. So we have a lot of people that called up yesterday. We're going to give one of them a call and say that you've won the voucher. And don't forget to keep an ear out today, because there'll be more sound effects throughout today.
Adam, please give me your sound effect again. You did it yesterday and it was so good. Just one more, just one more. Don't call now, this isn't it. That's pretty good. I'm so impressed.
Cheers, mate. So listen out throughout today as well. Give us a call at 1300 655 922 and say, hey, I heard it. And then we'll announce at this time tomorrow morning who the winner is of today's. But right now we're calling yesterday's winner. Hope that makes sense.
Hello, it's Katrina.
Hello, Katrina. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
That's well. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, hello.
Hi, we're just calling people, asking them how they are today.
Yeah.
Oh, look, with this type of weather, absolutely fabulous.
Oh, that's the way. Positivity.
Oh, how beautiful. Are you getting up to much today?
No, just work.
Are you getting up to much this weekend, maybe particularly on Friday?
No.
No? You don't feel like going on an adventure to Melbourne on Friday?
Oh, I'd love to go to an adventure in Melbourne on Friday.
Well, congratulations, because you've won yourself a $250 Rex Airlines voucher, and on Friday, the Devonport to Melbourne route opens up.
Oh, awesome. So thank you very much.
No worries, Katrina. Just so we're clear, she doesn't have to use it on Friday.
Oh, no, but just if you want to go to Melbourne for the weekend, you might be able to.
Oh, dear. Thank you so much.
No problems at all. You caught through quite a few times yesterday.
I got through twice. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty lucky.
Good phoning. Obviously worked.
Well done. You'll get a text message from us with all the details.
Thank you.
No problems, Katrina. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. Take it to the
chorus.
La, la,
la. Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time to sing it to become a chorus king. All you need to do is just finish the chorus by calling 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, or you just have a good crack and you've got that enthusiasm and joy in your voice, we'll pop you in the draw anyway. To win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher, they're local just like us.
All right, we need the line that comes after this line.
Oh, yeah, how'd that, you know?
That next bit. 1-300-655-922.
SOSB, someone help me. What's next?
Yeah, what is next? 1-300-655-922. We've got to get one more time. SOSB, someone
help me. Ooh.
Would you like to be a chorus king? If you would, give us a call. 1-300-655-922.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus King.
Sing it!
Robert from Smithton is on with us to be today's Chorus King. Robert, we'll play you the line and you give us the next line, alrighty?
Alrighty.
Go, Robert!
Go, Robert!
It's not healthy for me to...
Yeah, get it.
Why are you making this hug? I can't take it. See, it don't feel right.
Just keep going. Do the whole song, Robert. Nah, you're right. It's not healthy for me to feel this way. That's our Robert.
Well done, Robert from Smith. Then congratulations, you are today's chorus king.
Thank you.
More than welcome. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local, just like us. Hang there. We'll grab your details in just a sec.
Okay. Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's Rihanna on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 9. We have on the phone with us Emma Piniak from the Devonport City Council. She's the council planning officer. Emma, thanks for being with us this morning.
No problem, Adam. Lovely to be with you.
So can you tell us about the Share the Dignity charity drive that's happening this month?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So Share the Dignity is an Australian organisation that were founded in 2015 to help provide a bit of dignity to women and other people who menstruate by ensuring that they have access to period products. So each March and August, they run a month-long drive where they just try and get as many donations of period products as possible.
Yeah,
and that's what we're really trying to promote this August, is to get products so that they can get distributed to people who really need them.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people out there that have to choose between other essentials and sanitary products.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I
met, when,
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Not fun. Yeah, sorry, I was going to say, it's not fun, you know, if you've, when times are tough and you've got to make that choice between, you know, something to eat or something to help give you that little bit of dignity when you're dealing with your period.
Yeah, definitely. So on average, it's about $20 per cycle that a woman will spend on sanitary products, which adds up very quickly. Definitely. Throughout the year. So where can everyone donate some items?
Yeah, great question. Right? So council, both in our Parnapple Centre on level 2 near the customer service desk, we've put a box out there where we'd love to see that get filled up. All the lovely people at the... I'm just trying to remember the name of it now. The Maritime Centre, that's Maritime Centre, also have a box where we where they're collecting period products. Every single Woolworth Australia-wide has a big pick box out the front where you can drop off, you know, a pack of tampons or a pack of pads on your weekly shop. So really easy thing to do. Just start getting people, making people aware that that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, and there's some vending machines around town as well. Whereabouts are the vending machines and what do they have?
Yeah, so the vending machines are another initiative of Share the Dignity, and they basically provide a pack of free to people who need them. Mm. So within the Devonport area, they are can be found at The Junction, which is in Stewart Street.
Yeah.
Anglicare over in King Street. I believe there's one at Headspace in Old Acre Street, and there's also one at the East Devonport Community House in David Street. And they, like I said, they provide a pack which can help people sort of get through at least some of their cycles for that month.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, okay. And you can go to sharethedignity.org.au for more information?
Definitely.
And I imagine this is like something that's probably worse now than ever, with the cost of living being worse. And so it's really important, especially this year, I suppose, this kind of work. And thanks so much for all that you do there, Emma. So again, sharethedignity.org.au if you need more information. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks, guys.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Thursday morning, bit of a dark, dreary one. I've got to admit, we've got to come clean. It's dark and dreary. Let's be honest.
It's not looking great out there. It is a great day to maybe call in a sickie and watch some music videos at home.
Call in the sickie. You love doing that.
Wait, actually, stop.
Well.
I don't fake a sickie, though.
Yeah. No,
I can't even talk. I've had so many days off this year. It's ridiculous.
We're talking this morning about your favourite music video. What is it? We've had quite a few good ones written in.
So many good ones. Actually, one of my favourite ones that have come through. Kalia has suggested Little Dicky Earth as her favourite. I'm a common fungus. I'm a disc when I'm scum. Squirting out my butthole. I'm a marijuana plant. I can get you fucked up. And I'm Kanye West. I love that song.
I'm guessing the video is a cartoon. It sounds cartoony.
It starts off not as a cartoon and then it turns into a cartoon, and the illustrations are just absolutely gorgeous.
Who is,
and it's about the earth.
Who is Little Dicky?
An artist.
Is he? Does he do anything else? Or
yeah,
he's got like
heaps of stuff.
Snoop as a friend and stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's so many artists in that song.
Mm. But it's Little
Each
Dicky.
Each character is a different... Each animal is a different artist.
But it's all credited...
Justin Bieber's in it too.
It's all credited to one guy, Little Dicky.
Yeah, it is.
Who is he?
Well, he's famous. That's who he is.
Kim's written in Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue. For the white dress. Now, I remember that white dress. It's like a bed sheet that she has on that she's about to bust out of.
I've just turned my laptop around. That's Little Dicky.
Is it?
Doesn't look like... What you think? Do you
no,
think?
It looks no. like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. Super dorky looking. Yeah, Kylie Minogue, that one is a really good one too.
And also Michael Jackson's Black or White. You got everyone's faces morphing into each other in that one, if you recall.
Some good suggestions coming through. Turn up
the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I got a feeling I'm going to be all or 1300 655 922.
You can, of course, stream this live anywhere in the world on the iHeartRadio app. And all thanks to iHeartRadio, we're giving you the chance to score yourself a little trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah, don't worry about watching the music videos. Just go see them live, like Black Eyed Peas. Yeah. They make some cool videos.
Or someone good. There's a lot of good ones. Avril, you know I love Avril.
Oh, you do froth Avril. Luke Combs, oh, stop it.
Yeah, there's...
Honestly, so many. Hazel's going. It's going to be absolutely epic. All you need to do is enter online iHeart.com/Vegas Baby. Enter details for your chance to win. You could be going there really soon, actually, September 23rd and 24th in Las Vegas. Flights, accommodation, tickets, and spending money as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've got FOMO.
You could go for absolutely no money. Just enter.
Yeah, and then take one of us.
Might be against the rules to ask for that.
I don't think we can do that.
iHeart.com/Vegas Baby. You could see, who did you say? Hazel.
Yeah.
Hazel. Very exciting. I don't know Hazel.
You don't?
Who's Hazel?
Oh, you better look it up. What about Lionel Richie?
Are you talking about Halsey?
Oh, so-
Bit of Halsey and Hazel.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Very dyslexic today.
You're not.
That's what I thought I was saying, to be honest. That's embarrassing.
Up next, we got Michael Jackson. Want to be starting something? See him.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for another day, but join us tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday. There'll be goodies galore.
And it's Fancy Friday.
Yeah, so wear your best attire
tomorrow. No worries.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone, get band together and be fancy tomorrow with us. Why do we do Fancy Friday? Just in case everyone has forgotten. It's because we spend way too much money on fancy clothes and then we don't ever wear them.
Yeah.
That is how it came about. So if you've got a dress or a suit in the back cupboard that you're like, oh, man, never actually even worn that.
Pull it out every Friday. Pull it out every Friday is our advice, is what we're saying.
Is exactly what we're saying.
Pull
and get
it out.
Your money's worth on a Friday.
All right.
With that new outfit.
I've got your workday hits next. Also, don't forget to listen out throughout today for the sound effect of a plane taking off. When you do hear it, call us 1300 655 922 and you'll be in the draw to win tomorrow's $250 voucher to Rex Airlines. See ya.